I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
U.S. President Donald Trump has freed thousands of his supporters who were tried and convicted in the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The president signed the pardon Monday night in the Oval Office just hours after he was sworn in for the second time. Trump also said that six prisoners would have their sentences commuted. The attack on the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago came as lawmakers were set to certify Democrat Joe Biden's victory over Trump in the 2020 presidential election. At least 100 police officers were injured during the attack. Brandon Fellows, who was jailed for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol during the riots, was one of many supporters standing outside the Washington, D.C. jail where many January 6 offenders have been held. He expressed relief and gratitude for Trump's actions.
I don't think we're done. I think he'll be going case by case as he shared. It's amazing how just everything, the inauguration, everything just seems so beautifully and well done today.
Trump had promised to pardon those involved in the January 6 attack during his reelection campaign. President Trump also signed a series of executive orders his officials described as common sense policies addressing immigration and border security. The orders include declaring a national emergency at the U.S. southern border, border wall construction, and ending birthright citizenship to some children born in the United States. Shortly after Trump's inauguration, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency posted a notice on its website saying it had discontinued an app which had facilitated the legal entry of nearly 1 million people into the U.S. with eligibility to work. This is VOA News. The Republican president repeatedly pledged during the campaign to carry out mass deportations targeting at least 11 million undocumented individuals. Trump also signed an executive order once again withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. Here's AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
The move was announced as Trump took office for a second term and is a blow to worldwide efforts to combat global warming and distances the nation from its closest allies. The Paris Accord encourages nations to limit global temperature increases to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Global efforts to fight climate change stumbled but survived the Republicans' first term as other countries, states, cities, and businesses picked up some of the slack. No other country has withdrawn from the 2015 agreement. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed the first member of President Trump's cabinet.
On this vote, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero, The nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
Rubio was confirmed by his fellow senators Monday night, hours after Trump's inauguration. The son of Cuban immigrants, Rubio is the first Latino to hold the post as the nation's top diplomat. He has long been involved in foreign affairs during his time in the Senate, particularly in South America, and has emerged as a hawk on China's rise as a global superpower. Canadian leaders expressed relief that broad tariffs were not applied to Canadian products on the first day of Donald Trump's presidency, but Trump later said he could impose a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico on February 1st. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Canadian leaders say they're relieved broad tariffs haven't been applied to Canadian products on President Trump's first day in office. However, Trump pledged in his inaugural address that tariffs would be coming and said foreign countries would be paying the trade penalties. Trump had threatened to impose sweeping tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and other trading partners. An incoming White House official on Monday pointed reporters to a Wall Street Journal story saying Trump will only sign a memorandum telling federal officials to study trade issues. Canadian Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc says having the U.S. study the U.S.-Canada trading relationship is a good thing. I'm Mike Hempen.
VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green. VOA News.